Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Yeah, the Happy New Year to you too.
He looks a bit rough.
What, Robbie? He's probably on the whiskey last night.
Oh, first time I can remember being tucked up in bed by 10:30 on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you must have heard the fireworks.
Yeah, but I went straight back to sleep. Funny.
What?
Oh, thought I wouldn't sleep a wink. You know, all alone in a strange bed.
Hey, what's wrong with our beds?
Oh, you know what I mean. Oh, I thought I'd be worrying about today, but I was out for the count.
Oh, I woke up at 3 o'clock sweating about me best man speech.
Oh, not like last time.
Oh, no, I think I was pretty nervous then, too.
I was a gibbering wreck.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the stag night. We were playing drinking games and I suddenly realised you'd gone walkabout.
Even then I knew something was wrong.
I found you wandering about on the village green.
Day of the wedding. I remember sitting on the tombstone in the churchyard, trying to figure out what was going on with Emma. Then she told me she was pregnant. Oh, and I thought, oh, well, that explains everything. How wrong can you be?
It's ancient history now.
It couldn't be more different this time. I know it's right. I'm completely relaxed.
Well, you were pretty scratchy last week.
But only because I wanted everything to be perfect for Nick.
Well, it will be. Don't worry. Grey Gables is a well-oiled machine.
What about your speech?
Well, I had a dress rehearsal with Hayley before breakfast.
And?
She thought it was okay. Even laughed. And she's heard it 15 times before. So don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worried.
I won't let you down.
I know Nick loves me. And I can't wait to stand up there in front of everyone and tell them how much I love her.
Oh, yes, I nearly forgot, Nick. You wanted something borrowed. Here you are.
Oh, wow. That's a bit saucy. When did you wear it?
A long time ago, in my misspent youth. I thought a garter would make men fall at my feet.
And did they?
Only so they could look up my skirt. Anyway, it's 1950s. It came from a vintage shop, so it could count as your something old as well.
Oh, these earrings are my something old.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
They're antique. At least that's what the man in the shop told my mum.
Oh, she looks lovely, your mum.
Yeah, scrubs up well, doesn't she?
Such a pretty outfit.
Oh, and she's almost as chuffed as I am that I'm getting married. She'd given up hope that I ever would. Right, garter on. How do I look?
Oh, fantastic. You don't really need the dress.
That'd make him sit up in the dining room, wouldn't it? Me waltzing down the aisle in my undies.
Yeah, you just need to stick a rose between your teeth.
I think on balance I'd rather wear the dress.
Okay, right, well, I'll give Clary a shout. She's much better than me at doing up the laces.
Okay.
Clary, could you give us a hand with the dress?
Of course. Now, me, lovey, you stay with your granny and Auntie Rosie. There's a good girl. There. Oh, doesn't your hair look pretty?
Yeah, you better step into the dress. We don't want to mess it up.
Are them laces good and loose?
Yep, they are.
All right then, Nick.
I just don't want to tread on the skirt.
Well, look, take my hand and you can step over.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks.
Okay, a pick comes.
Arms in. All right?
So far.
Okay, now put your hands on your waist and hold it in place. That's right. And I'll put the laces to.
Can I come in now?
Oh, hello, sweetheart. Oh, don't you look pretty?
Yes, that's such a sweet little dress.
What about Mummy? She looks pretty too, doesn't she?
She looks like a princess.
You haven't seen it?
The dress?
No, Mum kept it around their house.
You're in for a treat.
How do you know?
Hayley's seen it.
Oh, right.
Said Nick looks fantastic in it.
Oh, I bet. I hope she's not going to be late.
Bride's prerogative.
Yeah, I know.
But if she is, she can't blame the traffic. She's only got to come downstairs. Here we go. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, look, Roy. Just look. Isn't she beautiful?
How are we doing?
The croissants are in the oven and the rest is all ready to go upstairs. There's a basket of muffins, bagels, scones and pastries for each table.
Oh, they look lovely. We haven't done one of these for a long time, have we? Wedding brunch. I think it's a lovely idea.
I'm not crazy about doing the reception in the same room.
What else could we have done? They wanted it today and we have rehearsed. We can do the changeover in 15 minutes. While they're all outside having photographs taken.
Well, they'll freeze to death in 15 minutes.
Then they can lurk about in the foyer and drink champagne. It'll be fine.
Are you going to be guardian of the cake?
Don't worry.
Just make sure that middle layer doesn't get touched.
I shall whisk it out of the way the moment they've finished cutting the cake.
And make sure the top layer doesn't go to
the family. Yes, I know.
Just hope Clary doesn't look at the cake too closely.
Oh, don't worry, Ian. Now, I'm just going to sneak in at the back and watch my godson take his vows.
Are you William Edward, free, lawfully, to marry Nicola Louise?
I am.
And are you, Nicola Louise, free, lawfully, to marry William Edward?
I am.
Now, William, take the ring and place it on Nicola's finger. And repeat after me. I, William Edward, give you this ring as a token of my love and a symbol of our marriage.
I, William Edward, give you this ring as a token of my love and a symbol of our marriage.
I promise to love you, honour and respect you.
I promise to love you, honour and respect you.
I will stand by you and be true to you always.
I will stand by you and be true to you always.
I will care for you, laugh with you when you are happy, comfort you when you are sad.
I will care for you, laugh with you when you are happy, and comfort you when you are sad.
Whatever life may bring, I will always love you.
Whatever life may bring, I will always love you.
Now, Nicola, take William's ring and place it on his finger. And repeat after me. I, Nicola Louise, give you this ring as a token of my love and a symbol of our marriage.
I, Nicola Louise, give you this ring as a token of my love and a symbol of our marriage.
No, it's still too close to the wall. People won't be able to get round. But lift it properly. Another 6 inches? OK, that should do. Ashley, we don't have any water glasses over here.
How are you doing?
Oh, nearly there. How about you?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Well done.
I just need to put the cake back together.
Oh, you haven't done it?
Well, the Lairs made it up from the kitchen without mishap, and I've got the pillars in place, but I'm a bit nervous lifting it on my own.
You nervous?
I'm allowed.
Okay, let's do it together. I'll go this side.
All right.
Two, three, and lift, and gently down. Is that central?
Yeah, it looks pretty good to me. Yeah, that's fine.
Right, more pillars.
Easy does it.
Looking good. There. Now the top layer.
Well, you can lift that one on your own.
You're really that nervous?
I have a terrible feeling that this cake is doomed.
I was the one who slipped. Now, tell me if I've got it straight. How's that?
Half an inch to your right. Was that stable?
Oh, perfect. Solid as a rock. Right. I think we're ready. All right, everyone. Robbie, Carl, ready with the champagne? Right, let's open the doors. Oh, wow.
This is amazing.
Congratulations, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Caroline. It's been great.
Oh, the room looks lovely.
Yeah, how did you change everything around so quickly?
Well, you have a large team of elves, don't you, Caroline?
We do.
Elves?
Elves are very good at moving furniture, George.
Feels all wrong, me, standing here drinking champagne. Keep thinking I should be working.
Oh, isn't this gorgeous? How did you manage to change it round so quick?
Elves.
Elves? I have to say, George, I thought you did a brilliant job carrying those rings.
Yeah, wasn't he good? And so was Mia.
Yeah, it's not like her to keep quiet for that length of time.
And look, there's my cake.
Yes. Doesn't it look splendid? Now, let me show you where you're all sitting.
Now, we weren't entirely sober, I grant you. But we were more or less upright and still had all our clothes on. Whereas Nick and her girlfriends, having been stranded for several hours drinking the contents of the bar in the stretch limo, were delivered home in a police car.
It wasn't our fault, Roy.
Yeah, that's what they all say. And someone who shall be nameless pinched one of the coppers' hats.
I gave it back.
But Will forgave his bride for being drunk and disorderly because, as many of you know, Will hasn't always been the relaxed, confident, contented man that you see today.
Yeah, I've been drunk and disorderly too.
No, but he's changed. And we all know why, don't we? It's because he met Nick, who made him smile and taught him what real love is. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you raise your glasses to the bride and groom, Nick and Will.
Nick and Will.
Well, we got away with it.
Yeah, by the skin of our teeth.
The middle tier of the cake's untouched. And the top tier all got eaten.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. I gave it to the kids. A lot of them don't like fruitcake.
Aren't they back yet?
Nope, no sign.
Poor Nick, riding around in that old trap just for the sake of keeping Joe happy. I never heard of nothing so daft.
Don't worry, Clary. We found some travelling rugs and tucked them well in.
And Fallon phoned her mum to say they were on their way, so everyone who was in the pub will have come out to cheer them as they trot round the village green.
Oh, here comes Roy.
Where's he been?
Need any more tin cans?
No, I think that should do.
What have you done?
I've just added a discreet bit of decoration to Will's car.
Oh, look, here they come. Poor Nick.
Seem to have survived, Clary.
Hope her dress ain't come to no harm. I'll make Joe scrub every inch of that trap.
Oh, no, they're waving.
Well, they're back safe, that's all that matters.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Let me get out first.
I'll give you a hand, William.
Oh, there were loads of people waving as we went past.
Come on, down you come.
And everybody came out of the bull.
Okay, I've got your dress.
They all waved and cheered. Oh, thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah, cheers, Grandad.
Oh, it really was the loveliest end to a perfect morning.
B. I.
A bit closer.
What?
Need to put the letters a bit closer together, otherwise you're going to run out of cake.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Are you sure you don't want me to do it?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
No one's going to mind if the letters are a bit squidged up.
No one would mind if you'd bought a cake.
I would.
I know.
This one may be a bit cock-eyed, but I'm sure by the time he's about, 15, I shall have got the hang of it.
He'll be waking up in a minute.
Oh, if he does before I finish this, would you...
Don't worry, I'll keep him out of the way.
I really should have done it last night.
You were in no fit state.
Oh, I was a bit tired. And yes, maybe that last glass of champagne was a mistake.
Bet you had a good time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So did everyone, I think. It was just the most perfect wedding. Oh, why? There we are. Happy birthday, Henry. What do you reckon?
Well,
I'll stick a candle in the middle, obviously.
That'll make all the difference.
Does it look really awful?
No. For a first attempt, that's very good.
You know, last year, in Dick Whittington, Daddy played the dame.
Sarah the cook, that's right.
He was very funny.
So, in pantomime, is there always a dame?
Yes.
Always played by a man?
Traditionally, yes.
So who is it in Cinderella?
There are two, the ugly sisters.
Daddy played one of them too.
When?
Oh, this is a long time ago, before you were born.
Oh yes, he and Nelson, wasn't it? Nigella and Gabrielle.
That's right.
Lily, if I give you some money, will you go and buy us a programme?
Okay.
If you're going to write a review, you'll need to know who all the actors are. There you go.
And don't move. I could easily lose you in this crowd.
We'll stay right here. All right, darling.
Fine. Just sometimes, you know.
Yes.
Get ambushed by odd memories. Like him and Nelson as the ugly sisters.
Perhaps a pantomime wasn't such a good idea.
No, it's brilliant. Hey, getting out of the house somewhere completely different. It's just what we need.
The children seem to be coping remarkably well.
Yeah, we had some tears this morning. Freddie was particularly upset. They know it's the anniversary of his death and... Well, you know how it is. The harder you try not to think about something.
Yes, I do know.
Anyway.
Oh, look, there's Debbie.
Debbie?
Debbie! Debbie, over here! Oh, she's seen us.
I thought Jennifer was bringing Rory.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to say. She was. But, of course, they had a shoot today. And you know she always does the catering herself.
Yes.
Well, she realised that trying to get away so soon after lunch was going to be impossible. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hello.
How lovely to see you.
And you. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Well, this is all a bit unexpected. Mum sends her apologies.
Noble of you to volunteer.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't remember the last time I went to the pantomime. Not something they go in for in Hungary.
You've been in a few, though, haven't you? Weren't you Robin Hood in something?
Oh, gosh. A long time ago. Babes in the Wood. I was Robin Hood, and my dear ex-husband was the Sheriff of Nottingham. An unintentionally inspired bit of typecasting.
Can you see where Freddy's got to?
He's over there with Rory.
Where?
At the kiosk, buying sweets. Mum said not to let Rory overdose on chocolate like he did at Christmas, apparently.
Oh, dear.
But, well, this is supposed to be a treat, isn't it?
So when did you get back?
Saturday. Oh, thank you for the birthday card, by the way.
And... how long are you staying?
Oh, just till the end of the week.
Oh, dear. Well, we ought to go in. Where's Lily got to? I can't see her.
Over there. You stay here. I'll go and round up the kids.
Look, Henry. You've got another present.
Who's that from?
Clary brought it over. It's from Will and Nick.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Isn't it? What with all the preparations for the wedding, you wouldn't think they'd have the time. Yes, darling, it's for you. Shall we unwrap it?
What is it, Henry? What have you got, eh?
You don't care, do you? You just like playing with the pretty, shiny paper.
I guess Nick and Will are sunning themselves on some tropical beach by now.
Yeah, I expect so. Mm-hmm. They were staying last night in a hotel near the airport and then getting a flight first thing this morning. Oh, look at this, Henry. No, not the box.
That is very smart. Look, Henry, a lovely wooden truck with red wheels and full of all different coloured bricks.
No, he's not interested.
Oh, well, if you're not going to play with it, then I will. Just let me get down on the floor. Vroom,
vroom. Look, Henry, look at Uncle Tom.
Come on, you have a go. Vroom, vroom. That's it.
You're so good with him.
Oh, being an uncle's the best fun in the world. You can stop pretending to be a grown-up all the time.
What about being a dad?
What?
Have you and Brenda thought about having one of your own?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Oh, have you?
Oh, what have you got there, Henry?
It's a big zoomy truck, isn't it, Henry? Vroom,
vroom. A present from Nick and Will.
Oh, that's kind.
I know.
And it's full of wooden bricks. Look at these.
Emma and Ed have just arrived.
Oh, where are they?
They're in the kitchen talking to Brenda. Or at least Emma's talking to Brenda. Ed's trying to pacify Kira. Oh, that's pretty.
The little stripy top.
Another present?
Yeah, from Coriander Snell.
Oh, how sweet of her to remember. What have you got there? Pretty blue brick. Is that for me? Thank you very much.
Aren't you a lucky boy, Henry, to have such a lovely birthday present?
And aren't I lucky to have such a gorgeous grandson?
We'll wait for you by the Christmas tree, Freddy.
How about you, Lily? Do you want to go to the loo?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
What did you think of the show?
It was quite good.
Only quite good?
I thought Prince Charming was a bit soppy.
He was rather, wasn't he?
Debbie, weren't you Prince Charming once? Oh,
I was hoping you might have forgotten that. Yeah, I always got cast as a man in the village panto.
It comes of being tall.
If you were Prince Charming, was that when Daddy was an ugly sister?
Yes, that's right.
I so wish I'd seen that. I bet he was really funny.
Oh, he was hilarious. It was him and Nelson Gabriel.
Who's Nelson Gabriel?
An old friend.
Who used to live in the village.
Actually, I think I might take this opportunity to go to the loo.
I'll come with you.
No, I can manage on my own, darling.
Come along, it's this way.
I won't be a minute.
She's very grown up, isn't she?
Lily, yes.
It's lovely that she and Freddie are able to talk about their dad so openly.
She can be quite a little bossy boot sometimes, can Lily?
I can imagine.
But she always seems to know when her mum needs looking after.
Yes.
Elizabeth's terribly good at putting on a brave face for the sake of the children, but
I know how she's managed to keep going.
Yes. But I do worry that sometimes she tries too hard. It might be better if she gave in to her own feelings a bit more.
Rory wants to go for a pizza. Would that suit?
I think that's exactly what Lily and Freddie have in mind.
What happened to Ed and Emma?
Oh, they went home.
What, because Kira was making such a racket?
Because Emma has to go back to work tomorrow morning.
Work?
Well, that was her excuse anyway.
What work?
Cleaning at Brookfield.
Oh. Not quite as challenging as a full day in Ambridge Organics.
No.
I wonder how Helen will cope.
How will Henry cope without her? She never left him for more than a couple of hours before.
Well, he seems to get on all right with Sarah.
No, Henry gets on all right with everyone. Great chums with Rowan, Sarah's little girl.
Yeah. I've got a busy day tomorrow too.
Have you?
I'm going to see the development chef at Hef.
Oh, that's tomorrow, is it?
So, I'm off to Shrewsbury in the morning. Oh, here comes the birthday cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Henry.
Happy birthday to you.
Now you've got to blow out your candle, Henry.
I think you might need a bit of help with that.
Here we go, I'll show him. If you put the cake down on the coffee table. Come on, Henry. Let's sit down here. Now, you remember I showed you how to blow a raspberry. Now you, come on. Face the candle and blow really hard. You ready? Big breath. There you go. You blew out the candle, see? Now you get to make a wish. What are you going to wish for, eh?
No, darling, don't stick your fingers in the cake.
Daddy, come over here, Henry. Come and sit with me while Mummy cuts the cake.
Go on, you're going to sit with me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, did you see?
Is that the first time?
The first time he's walked, yes.
His very first steps. And on his birthday. Oh, you are a clever boy.
Go on, Rory. You go with Freddie.
What about you, Mummy?
Oh, I don't think I've got room for pudding.
Oh.
But you can have one. Go on, you go with the boys and see what there is.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some ice cream?
No, really.
I think perhaps I might have some. Come on, Lily. Come and help me choose.
Will you be all right, Mummy?
Of course I will.
We won't be long.
You take as long as you like.
You think they might have honey and ginger?
Can't believe how grown up they are.
Yes.
Well, it's been a long time. Don't get to see them very often.
No.
Same with Rory. Every time I come home, he seems to have grown another 6 inches.
He looks so like his mother.
What?
Sorry, I shouldn't have...
Oh, you mean Siobhan?
I shouldn't have mentioned...
When you said his mother, I thought you meant my mother.
Yes, I know.
She's the one he calls Mum. She's the one he turns to when he's sad or hurt. I suppose he even remembers her.
Sorry. I didn't mean to... Please forget I said that.
I'm going to pass on pudding. Would either of you like a cup of coffee? What's the matter?
Oh, no, not for me, thanks, Jill.
Nor me. But perhaps I'll go and look at the puddings after all.
And was it a nice party?
It was all right.
Too many babies, weren't there, Georgie?
Yes.
So no party games.
And no birthday cake.
Henry didn't have a birthday cake.
Yeah, he did, but we had to leave before they cut it. Kira wasn't happy.
Oh, dear.
Too many people. She doesn't like crowds.
No, you like to be the centre of attention, no, don't you, Kira?
She just doesn't like too much noise.
She likes making noise.
That's not very nice, George.
Well, she does.
She was very good at the wedding.
I was good too.
Oh, you was brilliant. Nearly stole the show, you did, the way you carried them rings.
It was quite hard not to drop them.
Now, that was a nice party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't think much of the breakfast.
Oh, didn't you?
Well, it was just that, wasn't it? Breakfast. Sort of thing you can have every day.
I had eggs benedict.
I had sausages.
I never had that before.
I'm not saying it weren't nicely done.
And croissants.
I mean, it's Grey Gables, isn't it? You expect a bit of class.
And I had cake.
Cake? I thought you didn't like fruit cake.
It wasn't fruit cake, it was sponge with jam.
Wedding cake weren't.
Yes, it was.
I think they must have made a sponge cake, especially for the kids. Oh. Anyway, I'd better make a move. I'm supposed to be at Brookfield by 5:30. Now, there's nappies in here.
Oh, we had a text from William last evening to say they'd arrived safely.
Well, she's only just been changed, so with a bit of luck you won't need
it. He said it's warm and sunny and the hotel's lovely.
Oh, but I put in some clean leggings, just in case.
What's
you
it
know.
Called, the island where they are?
And there's a bottle already made up.
Sal, that's it.
And here's the thing to warm it up.
In the Cape Verde Islands.
You just plug it in.
Oh, you needn't have bothered with that.
It only takes about 10 minutes.
Come on, I do know how to warm a baby's bottle.
It's quite close to Africa.
Is it really?
Yeah, but this gets it to just the right temperature. Well, and if she does get upset, you can try the blue rabbit. That sometimes keeps her quiet. Otherwise, you have to just pick her up and walk around.
Leave it to me, Emma. I have brought up babies of my own, you know.
I had a chat with him last night.
Daryl?
Hmm. When we got back from Henry's party.
You didn't say.
Didn't I? Hmm. Oh, he was outside doing something to his van, so I told him how much we'd enjoyed his daughter's guitar playing.
What?
At the Christmas show, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. Anna, isn't it?
Hmm. She's the younger one. He's a bit worried about the other one, Rosa. She left school in the summer, he said, and can't get a job.
Oh, she's not alone.
Yeah.
Not a good time to be young, is it?
Particularly if you've only got a couple of GCSEs to your name.
I wonder how Helen's going to get on. First full day back in the shop.
First day without Henry.
He'll be fine. He's great chums with Sarah and a little girl.
And what a star. Actually taking his first steps on his birthday. In front of all those people.
Yeah, he certainly knows how to play to the gallery.
Such a bright kid.
Well, isn't it about time he made a move?
Helen is really lucky.
It's a really long drive to Shrewsbury.
You know what, Bren? For the first time, I'm starting to feel that maybe I'm ready to be a dad.
Oh?
You sound surprised.
Well, Henry's gorgeous, I grant you, but... You know, the trouble with babies, you never know what you're going to get.
How do you mean?
You could end up with one like Kira.
She's not so bad.
Oh, come on, Tom. She spent the whole of Henry's party grizzling.
She can be a bit grouchy, yes, but you've got to admit she is massively cute.
You know, Tom, I can't help noticing.
What?
You've suddenly got interested in babies ever since you discovered that John has a son.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Hasn't it?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. It's because of Henry. Because I've realised, you know, babies can be fun.
In small doses.
You're not keen, are you?
At this moment, I'm a bit more concerned about you getting to Shrewsbury. You don't want to keep this chef person waiting.
Happy New Year!
Oh, thanks, Emma. And to you.
Can't tell you how pleased I am to see you.
Oh, it's nice to know I'm appreciated.
Oh, you are, you are.
Place in a bit of a mess, is it?
Oh, it's not that. Although, yeah, I'm afraid it is.
No change there, then.
It's more that I've been able to say goodbye to the dreaded Patsy.
Oh, is she not very good?
Oh, no, she's a great cleaner. Very, very thorough. But I always felt I had to tidy up before she came.
So, where do you want me to start?
Well, in here would be good. Not much point doing the floor, though, till the boys go back to school. If you could do the worktops and the cooker.
Okay.
It's in a bit of a state, I'm afraid.
Well, I can see.
I'll just finish emptying the dishwasher.
Oh, what are those men doing out in the yard?
Well, they're from the Environment Agency. We've got a problem with the slurry.
Well, I thought that had been fixed.
Oh, I wish it had.
Didn't they empty it before Christmas?
Yeah, and we had someone come and look at it to see if it could be repaired. But unfortunately, it can't. Not permanently, anyway.
Oh.
Blimmin' badgers, isn't it? Undermining the thing.
Oh, it's always worrying about badgers.
You should hear David on the subject. Anyway, the Environment Agency are back to have another look. And of course, the first thing they asked to see was our NVZ record.
Your what?
Nitrate vulnerable zones. It's all to do with where you're allowed to spread fertiliser. You know, so it doesn't get into the river and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
And we're supposed to keep records. All farmers are. But it's one of those things. If you've got a lot of other things to do, you tend to think, oh, that can wait.
So you haven't done it?
Not quite as thoroughly as we should have.
So, will you be in trouble?
Oh, we're in trouble already. Whatever happens, fixing the slurry storage is going to cost us a fortune. And we just don't have the money at the moment.
What will you do?
No idea. But it doesn't look like being a great new year for us.
I tried to talk to Adam this morning, but he wasn't what you might call friendly.
No?
Pity about the plan.
What?
Well, it's hardly watertight. You've only got one arable farmer interested.
Prepared to make a firm commitment, yes, but there's several others who are interested.
How interested?
We're offering them a guaranteed market for their crops.
I know that.
They'd be daft to turn it down.
So why aren't they queuing up for the contract? And why did that other bloke, Wilkins?
Wilkes, Pete Wilkes.
Yeah, why did he pull out?
Well, I don't know, maybe his son got to him.
His son?
Yeah, he's Pip Archer's boyfriend.
What's that got to do with it?
Look, Debbie, it's only because of the holidays. It's just been impossible to get hold of people.
Only 2 days till the board meeting.
Yeah, I know.
And they're never going to buy the revised plan unless we can guarantee the supply chain.
Don't worry, I'll have it all sewn up by Thursday. Yeah,
you're sure about that?
Trust me. Oh, by the way, have you been to see David and Ruth yet?
No. Well, thought I might go over this evening.
Well, there's a distinct possibility they might be going out of milk.
At Brookfield?
Yeah, David mentioned it.
Really?
I gather they've been struggling for a while. And now they've got a leaky slurry lagoon, which is going to cost a small fortune to fix, and they can't afford it.
So they're seriously contemplating giving up the herd?
Apparently.
Well, in that case, perhaps they'd like to reconsider your offer.
What?
To grow feed for the new dairy unit.
Oh, now, hang on.
Or perhaps raise heifers for us.
No, I wouldn't go there if I were you.
Maybe I'll pop over there after I've been to see Elizabeth.
I thought you saw Elizabeth yesterday.
I did. It's just a bit of unfinished business.
So, how was it?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Just talking to this bloke, he was fizzing with ideas.
And did he go for the pork pies?
He wasn't crazy about that, no. Too competitive a market, he reckons.
Oh.
There's loads of specialist producers doing them for the farmers' markets and what have you. And a really well-established mass market supplying the supermarkets and catering outlets.
Well, that's not very encouraging.
He said a much better bet would be to go for pork-based ready meals.
Ready meals?
Like sausage casserole or pork stroganoff. Or even pork lasagna.
Pork lasagna?
Why not?
No, it's worth a try, I suppose.
That's what he said. Anything's worth a try. Experiment. Pork goulash, pork cobbler. See what works. And when we've got a recipe we're happy with, then they'll try it out on the customers in their cafe.
Right.
And they'll also put together focus groups to try out our new products.
Oh, good.
I can't wait to get started. This could move the Tom Archer brand into the Premiership.
And that's what you want, isn't it?
Of course.
And you can do it, Tom. I know you can. You have such potential as a businessman. But it'll be massively hard work.
I've never been afraid of that.
So maybe not the best time to think about having babies, right?
Well...
Tom?
OK. Maybe we should wait a year or two.
And the year before it was Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that plays Jack's mum?
That was Mike Tucker.
He was very funny.
And the cow, do you remember the cow?
Daisy the cow, she was really good.
That was Linda and Robert Snell.
So I have seen quite a lot.
Mm-hmm, you have.
And I think I understand what it is that makes the panto work.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello.
Freddie let me in. He was obviously expecting a friend.
Yeah. One of his school chums is supposed to be coming over.
Right.
Do you want to talk to Mummy?
Well, yes, but don't let me interrupt.
No, that's good. If she's got someone to talk to, I can go and get on with my review.
Review?
Yeah, Lily's writing a review of Cinderella for the school magazine.
Oh.
And I want to get it all done before I go back on Thursday. So is that all right?
Yes, of course, darling. Off you go.
Bye, Debbie.
Yeah, bye.
Sit down.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you...
Sorry. after you.
I just wanted to apologise about yesterday
in the restaurant. No, it was my fault.
No, it wasn't.
It was... I knew perfectly well how you felt about Siobhan and to bring her up like that.
No, look... You absolutely mustn't blame yourself. I was horribly insensitive, and you're quite right. Rory does look like his mother.
But I shouldn't have said.
And I know I've been abroad and everything, but it's no excuse. This rift between us has gone on for far too long.
Your mum, she has been amazing.
I know.
I really didn't mean to belittle what she's done.
And... If she can be so generous and forgiving and accept Rory into her life and love him like her own child, then, well, how can I have let this drag on for nearly 10 years? I'm so sorry.
Me too.
So sorry I let it... Particularly this last year, with everything you've had to bear, and I hardly even spoke to you at the funeral. I've regretted that ever since. I should have been... I should have made more of an effort. I should have been there for you.
You're here now. I can't tell you what that means to me. To know that we're friends again.
Oh, come here. Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
It's only me.
I'm in the kitchen.
My lord, Dad, what happened here?
Gary was cooking some sausages for his breakfast and the phone rang and...
If I've told him once, I've told him 100 times. If you've got a frying pan on the stove, you do not leave the room. He's going to burn the house down one of these days.
Reckon we'll need a new pan.
I'll give it a scrape and leave it to soak. Bit of elbow grease will probably sort it. Where's Gary now?
He burnt his hand lifting it off the stove.
Oh, no.
Oh, not badly, but... He went down the shop to see if they'd got some ointment.
Oh, he should have just held it under the tap. That's the best thing. Oh, I don't know, Dad. You and Gary, you need someone to look after you full time. Have you had some breakfast?
I don't think so.
Look, I'll just clear up this mess and then I'll make you some toast, all right?
Morning, Neil.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, and to you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, it was... Well, it was... I feel like I need a holiday to get over
it. Oh, dear.
Oh, I've had more relaxing times with a yard full of hungry wieners.
You had all Susan's family, did you?
Yeah, and, well, Susan thought we ought to have Christopher's in-laws over.
Brian and Jenny?
And Rory... Who managed to be sick all over the bathroom floor.
Good heavens.
Just what you need on Christmas Day.
And your sister-in-law?
Tracy, yes, she's still with us. And the kids. back to school today, thank goodness.
So is peace restored?
Not entirely, but, well, I live in hope. Anyway, I'd better get back. Pigs to feed.
Yes. Will I see you next Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Pat's birthday party. Lillian said she'd invited you.
Oh, yes, Susan did mention it.
Or have you had enough of parties?
No, parties in someone else's house, that's fine.
Oh, I'll see you there then.
Yeah. Bye now.
Where's Tracy today?
Oh, she's taking the kids to school. First day of term.
Oh, right.
Didn't she say?
Probably. I don't remember.
Thing is, Dad, it's a terrible journey for them. Over an hour each way. And Tracy would really like to stay in Ambridge and get them into Loxley Barrett.
Oh, she's not going back to Den then?
No, Dad.
Shame.
Well, I can't understand why she stuck with him as long as she did.
I was all right.
Anyway, the point is, Tracy would like to stay in the village.
Oh, that's nice.
Not least so she can carry on looking after you and Gary, because you're not making much of a fist of looking after yourselves, are you, eh? Mm. Do you want marmalade with this?
Oh, please. And that's all right with Neil, is it?
What?
Tracy and the kids stay on with you.
With us?
Well, you've got the space, haven't you? Now that your two are grown up and gone.
No, that wouldn't work. Not in the long term. Neil wouldn't stand for it.
Wouldn't he?
So, what we thought was, wouldn't it make sense for Tracy and the kids to move in here?
Here?
Yeah, because like I said, you need someone to live in. There you go.
Oh, there isn't room.
No room? Oh, come on, Dad. You and Mum brought up six of us in this house.
Well, there's only the one bedroom spare.
Well, we thought of that. We thought you could move downstairs.
Hey?
We'd turn the dining room into a bedroom for you. And Neil reckons he can fit a toilet and a shower into the old pantry, so you practically have your own ensuite.
In the pantry?
And Tracy could have the back bedroom. And the kids could go into your room. What do you think?
Oh, I can't see Tracy agreeing to that.
Well, why don't you ask her?
Me?
Be best coming from you, Dad.
It's an invitation to Pat's 60th. Lillian brought mine round this morning and I said I'd bring yours over.
She already phoned us about it.
I think she's lost track of who she's invited and who she hasn't.
Oh, dear.
And the party's next Tuesday, so she's trying to make sure she hasn't forgotten anyone.
Are you going?
Why, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I've said we'll go. Not sure that David's all that keen.
Why not?
Oh, he's a bit down in the dumps. We had another visit from the Environment Agency yesterday.
No.
To examine the slurry lagoon, now that it's been emptied.
And?
Well, the good news is, they say it has sufficient capacity to comply with all the new regulations.
But?
It'll have to be completely relined, which will cost about £20,000.
Good grief.
The only alternative is to install a completely new system, a tank, and some more sophisticated system of dealing with wastewater.
And how much would that cost?
The same, or a bit more. But whatever it costs, we haven't got it. Oh, here he comes.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, don't ask.
You've just been telling me you had another visit from the Environment Agency.
Yeah. The annoying thing is, I'd done the work on these new regulations and we had plenty of storage capacity. If those damn badgers hadn't chosen to start their excavations now, we wouldn't have had to do anything for another couple of years at least.
But now we've had to ask for a derogation. They'll be watching our every move.
Did you tell Mum about the record keeping?
No, I didn't get that far.
What's this?
Well, they were quite subtle about it, but I could tell when the inspector was having a look at the books that he'd spotted the NVZ records weren't up to date.
Oh, David!
It's not just us, Jill. Everyone you talk to says they're up to their eyes in paperwork with these NVZs. It's a legal requirement.
Anyway, they didn't say anything directly, but they said they'd want to inspect the records early in the new year. So, I'll book myself a day in the warm office and get my head down. Could be worse, I suppose.
Come on, let's go inside and have some coffee.
Come
Tracy back?
Yeah, a couple of hours ago. She's gone down the shop to buy cigarettes.
Oh, right. Is she going over Dad's?
No. Said she couldn't face it today.
Couldn't face it?
She got back from taking the kids to school and I got the usual moan about the traffic and the cost of fuel. And our car is on its last legs and she doesn't know how long she can carry on like this.
Oh, Lord.
And I told her you were at your dad's, so she said, oh, that's all right then, I don't have to bother.
Oh. Well, I talked to Dad. I can't say he was over the moon at the idea.
Why? What did he say?
Oh, to be honest, I don't think he's all that keen on having Brad and Chelsea there.
I can't say I blame him.
And he doesn't think Tracy will agree.
Well, he doesn't know till he's asked,
no,
does he?
No, but, oh, you know how she goes on about this house and how lucky we are to have so much space.
Lucky?
I know.
It was our graft got us this house.
But Dad reckons she's not going to be happy, you know, swapping this house for number 6.
Well, she's not staying here.
I know. And Tracy knows.
You reckon?
I'm just telling you what Dad said, that's all. Anyway, I told him about you doing up the dining room for him and putting in a toilet and a shower, and he was quite keen on that.
So is he going to speak to Tracy?
He said he'd talk to her next time she goes round.
That won't be today, then.
I'm sure I remember your father having a problem with the slurry lagoon.
You mean when it overflowed about 20 years ago?
No, earlier. It needed patching up or reinforcing or something, and I'm sure they just used local clay. You know, from around the farm.
Not allowed to do that now.
No. Since then, the clay on the farm was tested in some lab or other and found to be insufficiently impermeable.
Oh.
There's no way we can do a DIY job on this, I'm afraid.
Well, we never can these days, can we?
No. We have to get someone in and peer through the nose.
Would you have to get a loan?
Yeah, of course we would, but any bank's going to look at our balance sheet and ask, you know, how are you going to pay this back?
Well, I know the profits are down, but...
Well, we haven't actually approached the bank, and it's possible they might lend us the money, but...
Oh, we're seriously wondering if it's worth it, Mum.
How do you mean?
Should we cut our losses and sell the herd?
Oh, you'd really consider that?
Yeah.
It's absolutely a last resort. And it would break my heart.
And Josh was pretty cut up about it.
So you've talked to the children?
Well, it was Pip that first suggested the idea.
I see.
She's got mates whose parents have made the move out of Derry and, you know, found life a hell of a lot easier.
But Brookfield without a dairy herd. What would Phil say?
It wouldn't mean giving up mixed farming. We'd still have the beef and the sheep.
I think Phil would understand.
Do you?
He trusted your business sense. He was happy to leave the farm in your hands and for you to make decisions about its future. And if you think that getting out of Derry is the best option, then... Well, we can't afford to be sentimental, can we?
No.
I just... I'm praying it won't come to that. There's got to be another way.
We had a visit from Debbie last night.
Oh, you too. Elizabeth rang me to say she'd been over there.
But didn't you all go to the pantomime on Monday?
Yes, which was lovely. The children really enjoyed it. I was aware of a bit of tension, but with it being the anniversary, Elizabeth was finding it a bit difficult, so I thought no more about it. But apparently... Debbie and Elizabeth have hardly been on speaking terms for the past 9 years. It all goes back to when Rory was a baby. Elizabeth was friendly with Siobhan and knew about the affair with Brian.
Right.
And Debbie couldn't forgive her.
Yeah, so if I wait for another 8 years, perhaps Elizabeth will consider speaking to me again.
Oh, Debbie.
No. It's because Debbie's been away and their paths haven't crossed.
And Debbie is not the most diplomatic person, as we discovered last night.
Well, what happened?
Well, she called round and we thought, oh, that's nice, a friendly visit.
But you know this plan they've got for this mega dairy thing?
Yes.
And a few weeks back, Brian asked if we'd be interested in growing fodder crops for it.
You said?
And we sent him away with a flea in his ear.
Well, not quite. I did give him the names of some other farmers who might be interested.
Why did you do that?
Well, I'm NFU chair, Mum. Sort of had to. But anyway, someone, Brian presumably, had filled Debbie in on the saga of the slurry tank and the fact that we might have to give up the herd.
So, she turns up here last night and says, I hear you might be going out of dairy, so would you like to reconsider our offer?
What?
As if supplying fodder to this glorified milk factory would in some way compensate for the loss of our precious cows. I mean, how insensitive can you get?
You didn't believe I could do it, did you?
You were cutting it a bit fine.
Well, only because of the holidays. It's impossible to get hold of anyone over Christmas. Anyway, we're back on track. 3 arable farmers lined up, ready to supply the unit as soon as we get the nod.
Well done.
So all the elements are in place. We have a fully viable plan B.
Yes.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. It's great. Absolutely no reason why the board shouldn't accept it.
But?
I just had a chat with Adam. And I don't know what his problem is.
Neither do I. He's got what he wanted.
Exactly. He keeps all his enterprises here at Home Farm, and the new unit won't impinge on him in any way, shape or form. Is he grateful?
No, he simply can't accept that this is the way farming is going.
Well, he's got to. The world is changing. We can't just carry on doing things the same old way.
Come on, hop in. And don't worry about Adam. The only people you need to convince now are the BL board.
Missed you yesterday.
But Susan told you, didn't she? First day of term. I had to take the kids back to school. Do you want a cup of tea?
Wouldn't say no.
I'll put the kettle on. Could do with a sit down and a fag. Susan been over?
Not today.
She's going to miss me if I move back.
Move back? What? Go back to Den?
Oh, no. No chance of that. Reckon he's as glad to see the back of me as I am of him. I can't carry on like this. Ferrying the kids to and from school every day. The car's going to pack up on me apart from anything else.
But Susan said you wanted to stay here. Get them into the local school.
But is that fair on them? And anyway, what is there to rent round here?
Well, number 3 was empty a while back.
But it's not empty now, is it? I couldn't afford it anyway. Rents round here are just ridiculous.
Susan said, well, I was wondering, actually, how would it be if you moved back in here?
What?
Well, me and Gary, we're not coping too well on our own.
Oh, no, Dad.
Why not?
We never all fit in.
Morning, Annabelle. Not late, are we?
No, perfect timing. Lovely to see you again, Debbie.
And you.
I just wanted a quick word before we go in.
Mm-hmm. Is everyone else here?
Yes, but I think I should warn you, you may be in for a rough ride.
Oh, let me guess, Andrew Eagleton.
He was sounding off in there earlier about how you've mishandled the whole thing.
Oh, he doesn't give up, does he?
What's his problem?
Well, this time, me, essentially. He thinks I've lost all credibility because I got it wrong with Adam.
But that's in the past now. Surely we can move on.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But
Look, leave him to me.
If it was just him, it wouldn't matter. But he's an influential voice and Barbara's wavering. Mm. And she usually votes with Andrew.
Well, thanks for the warning.
If anyone can win them round, I'm sure you can.
I'll do my best.
So, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
As I'll ever be.
Good luck.
Yeah, and you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, well, happy new year and welcome to this, the first meeting of the board in 2012. Now, as you know, there's only one item on today's agenda, and that is the proposed new dairy unit. So, without more ado, I'll ask Debbie to bring us all up to date.
Thanks, Annabelle. Morning, everyone. Nice to see you again. Now, last time I was here, I outlined a plan to you for a 1,500-cow dairy unit, incorporating both estate land and home farm. As you know, that proposal ran into unforeseen difficulties.
Which shouldn't, let's face it, have been
unforeseen.
Debbie has the floor, Andrew.
I acknowledge that mistakes were made, but we've learned our lesson and moved on. Since we were unable to rely on Home Farm to produce the feed that would be required for the unit, we had to look elsewhere. But this has not proved a problem at all, and I'm happy to announce that we have secured agreements in principle with three alternative suppliers. All three of them are local South Borsetshire farmers, so there'll be very little impact on transport costs. And as soon as the board gives the go-ahead, we can draw up contracts to seal those deals. Now, I know the bringing in of outside contractors may ring alarm bells with some of you, but let me assure you that there really is no problem.
So this was Neil's idea?
I don't know, Tracy.
Bet it was.
At first, I thought, like you, how are we all going to fit in? But it's not like we use the dining room no more, so why not use it for somewhere else?
So you'd move down here?
And you can have your old bedroom back.
That I used to share with Susan?
Yeah, have it all to yourself now, and the little ones can have the front room.
Never fit your bed in the dining room.
Can't sleep in that big bed anyway. Not on my own.
Oh, Dad.
Might as well throw it out. Mattress has gone to pot anyway. And you can get the bunk beds out of Gary's room for the kids.
It'll need decorating, that front bedroom.
Neil would see to it?
Well, if he's going to put in a downstairs toilet and what have you.
Well, he's a handy man, his Neil.
Wouldn't hurt him to slap on the odd coat of paint.
Built that house of theirs with his own hands.
I know.
So what do you say?
I don't know, Dad.
So, that's the plan, and I hope we can set the wheels in motion at the earliest opportunity.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Debbie. Now, any questions?
Yes.
Andrew.
You describe the Home Farm debacle as if it was some kind of minor hitch. I see it as a serious, possibly a fatal flaw.
Why?
The whole point of the original plan was that the entire operation was, as it were, in-house. We had complete control over the unit and the supply chain. Now you're proposing to bring in a bunch of outsiders about whom we know absolutely nothing.
That's not true.
Well, you know these people, do you?
Not personally, no.
Well, I do.
Oh, mates of yours, are they?
Well, as Debbie said, they're all local farmers. I mean, they're not mates of mine, no. Although I have rubbed shoulders at least two of them at local NFU events.
So you don't actually know them?
I have done my research, Andrew.
And that's what you said last time, and look what happened.
Well, we've dealt with that, Andrew.
My point is, how can we be absolutely sure of a reliable supply chain when we're dependent on farms we don't own and farmers who will inevitably have one eye on the international market?
Look, all three have farmed in this area for over 20 years. And one of them is the third generation of his family to be working the land. I mean, they're all first-rate farmers. I have no reason to think any one of them would fail to honour a contract.
Anyone else like to come in?
I haven't finished yet.
Okay.
You want us to trust your judgment of these people, but you've shown your judgment to be sorely lacking when it comes to your own family.
Andrew, please.
So how can we possibly have confidence in you now?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If I could answer that.
Debbie,
I've looked into several similar schemes in this country, the majority of which depend on multiple sources for their supplies. And the same is true more widely in Europe. And I can't find any reported problems.
Quite.
The point is, units like this offer a very good deal to the farmers involved. And, most importantly, a guaranteed purchaser. Which, believe me, is what every farmer wants. A buffer against the fluctuations of the open market.
But if even Adam Macy...
Adam has no experience of this kind of thing. I do. And other members of the board who have worked on the figures with me agree that this scheme is a winner for everyone involved.
I'm still not convinced.
Well, I think a short comfort break is called for. Do help yourselves to coffee and we'll reconvene in 15 minutes.
That man, honestly.
Don't let him get to you.
He could happily punch his lights out.
That's what he wants. But he's alienating the rest of the board by banging on like that, so keep calm. And let me do the talking, okay?
be a weight off Susan's mind, knowing you were here.
Yeah, Sue her down to the ground, wouldn't it?
Well, she works ever so hard, you know.
I know, Dad. I know she does. And she's been so good to me. I'd like to help her out, really I would.
Well, then.
Well, if it was just me, I'd go for it. I'd be in here like a shot. But I've got the kids to think of.
There is the garden.
What?
Well, bit of a mess at the moment, I grant you, but come the spring, they can play out there.
Oh, that's true.
Never had a garden with that old flat, did they?
Couldn't go out to play unless I took them to the park.
Well, there you go. Oh,
but how would you feel about having them here? I mean, you know what Brad's like. Can't sit still for 5 minutes and he didn't have a volume control.
Stuart were just like that.
And Chelsea's not much better.
He used to drive me up the wall.
But you were young then. You could cope with the racket. You want a bit of peace and quiet now, don't you?
I'll have plenty of peace and quiet when I'm in my grave. Oh,
don't say that.
And besides, there'll be space in the dining room for my armchair and maybe I can have a little telly of my own. And if it all gets too much, I can take myself off. I'd love for you to come home, Tracy. Really, I would.
Oh, Dad.
So, what do you say?
I don't know. Let me sleep on it.
Thank you for that, Martin.
And can I just remind everyone that Martin has scrutinised the budget for this in forensic detail, so he does know what he's talking about.
Who's going to run the thing?
Andrew, you've had your say.
It's a fair enough question, surely.
Well, we will, of course, be recruiting a manager.
You're choosing deliberately to misunderstand me, Brian. Now that Home Farm and Adam Macy are out of the picture, who is going to oversee the project on behalf of the board?
I am, of course.
But you're in Hungary most of the time, busy making money for Home Farm Enterprises.
May I point out to you, Andrew, that I have been running BL's highly profitable arable enterprise from Hungary for several years now.
And none of us can find fault with your management of that.
And as Martin knows from having worked with me on the plans for the dairy unit, I am perfectly capable of dealing with complex issues at a distance. So I would venture to suggest that where I live is completely irrelevant.
And you are already running a similar unit in Hungary?
Yes, and it's actually quite rare for me to visit it in person. So, with a manager and experienced staff on site here in Ambridge, I have absolutely no worries about overseeing the project from Hungary.
And you're only 2 hours away by plane anyway.
Indeed.
Any more questions? Right then, we better put it to the vote. The motion is that we proceed with the dairy unit as described in the paper before you. All those in favour?
But when you're moving to number 6...
To be chief cook and bottle washer for me old dad and useless brother.
Oh, Tracy.
Depresses me just thinking about it.
Oh, but last night you seemed to think it was a good idea.
That was yesterday.
Well, what's changed?
In the cold, clear light of morning, I can see it for what it is.
But Tracy,
come. A huge step backwards.
Oh, think of the kids.
I am thinking of them.
It'd mean you could get them into Loxley Barrett.
They're happy where they are. They've got friends.
Oh, well, you can't keep doing that journey, ferrying them to and fro every day.
Perhaps I should move back.
What, with Den?
No, of course not. Wouldn't go back to him if you paid me. Well, I could find somewhere to rent round there. Not like here. He was way out my league. And then they wouldn't have to change schools. I've got to put the kids first.
Of course you have. But wouldn't they be better off growing up in a nice village and going to a decent school? Eh? And what about Dad?
You'll manage somehow.
Oh, he's loved having you around.
I'll still come and visit.
But Tracy...
Now, if I'm going over there, I'd better go. I'll see you later.
Oh, okay.
What was all that about?
Oh, Neil.
You two had a row.
Oh, it's that drive taking the kids to school. It always puts her in a foul mood.
The sooner we can get her moved into number 6, the better.
She's changed her mind again.
What?
About moving in with Dad.
I thought she'd decided.
Oh, so did I. But apparently not.
Oh,
Looking good, aren't they?
Yes.
This lot ready to go out in the field, as long as the weather stays reasonable.
Have you spoken to Adam?
Not this morning, no. I went in yesterday afternoon to tell him about the board meeting. All he said was, I see.
That was it?
Well, he was delivering triplets at the time.
It's just... Well, I'm going home this afternoon. I can't bear to leave without, you know...
Ball's in his court, Debbie.
I know.
He's the one who's behaving like a spoiled brat.
But if he won't make the first move...
Unlikely, I'm afraid.
It's down to me then, isn't it?
I think your mother's planning to invite him in for lunch.
Oh, is she?
Well, seeing as it's your last meal...
Great.
He's laying on a bit of a spread.
Aww.
You know what she's like.
Oh, that reminds me. Her birthday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got a little present for her. Can I leave it with you?
Of course.
You doing something nice to celebrate?
I've booked a table at Grey Gables.
Just for a change?
We like Grey Gables. We're getting a bit old for cocktails and sushi in some trendy Borchester watering hole.
You? Old? That'll be the day.
No, that's not your mum. Come here. There you go.
Adam?
Oh, hi, Mum.
Brought you some coffee.
Thanks. Just leave it on the bench, please. I've got to move a few of these out before I do anything else.
Oh, how's it going?
Okay. Come on. Up you come.
Tailing off a bit now, then.
Yeah, the worst is over.
Till next year.
There. That's you done. Back to Mum.
I was wondering if you'd like to come in for lunch.
No, thanks.
Only it's Debbie's last day.
I know.
And she's flying back to Hungary this afternoon.
I've got nothing to say to Debbie.
Oh, Adam.
What?
I know you disagree about this dairy business, but...
That's putting it mildly.
But you got your way, didn't you? Even if it does go ahead, it's not going to impact on Home Farm.
Of course it's going to impact on Home Farm. We'll have this horrible shed on our doorstep and everyone will assume it's part of our setup, whether we grow for it or not. It's a disaster for the village, a disaster for the entire area. And if you can't see that... Look, thanks for the coffee, Mum, but I need to get on.
There's a couple more balls around this side.
Oh, thought we were a bit short. Just assumed they'd got broken.
It's amazing how few breakages there were. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
I'll get the lights down there. Tell you one thing you can be sure of.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how carefully I pack these lights away, next year I'll open the box and they'll be in a hopeless tangled mess.
Oh. Mike doing the usual thing with old Christmas trees.
Yeah, I rang him this morning. He's borrowing one of them big chippers.
Oh, so we just take the tree down the green?
Yeah. He was telling me about his ideas for the green burial site.
Oh, was he?
Well, we've got a parish council meeting next week and we've got to approve his plans before he can go ahead.
Oh, what sort of plans?
Spreading the word, mainly, you know, inviting undertakers and ministers to have a look. He's talking about having an open day.
Oh.
He can give people brochures.
Hello?
Oh, she's back.
We're in here, Tracy.
Keep your temper with her.
All right. Who do you think I am?
Oh, you're taking down the tree.
Yeah, well, it is Twelfth Night.
That's Christmas done for another year, then.
Ah, thank goodness.
It was lovely, though. No den, that's what makes the difference. Didn't have to worry about him getting drunk and getting into a punch-up with Stuart.
Dad's all right.
Yeah, he's fine. Oh. We had the rest of your casserole for lunch. And very nice it was. I brought the pan back with me.
Oh, thanks.
Dad really wants me to move in.
I know he does. He'd love to have you there.
He was telling me all about what you're going to do for him, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really neat idea to fit a little bathroom in the old pantry.
So... If I do up the downstairs for Bert, there'll be two bedrooms free for you and the kids.
Yeah.
So, you're going to accept Dad's offer?
Although that front bedroom, the wallpaper's hanging off in one corner, I think there might be a patch of damp.
Oh, well, I'll have a look.
And that wallpaper has got to go. How Mum and Dad could live with it, I do not know. Give me a headache just looking at it.
That's easy enough to paint over.
That bedroom needs a coat of paint and all. That's your doing, Susan. You were the one who insisted on orange walls.
It's not orange, it's dusky peach. Ugh,
might have been peach once, but it's orange now. Years of fag smoke, I suppose. And the ceiling in the sitting room, it's like... Do you remember what pub ceilings used to be like before they banned smoking?
Ceilings as well? I can't redecorate the whole blooming house.
No, of course you can't.
I'm a busy man.
Well, maybe we could get Gary to give you a hand.
I wouldn't let Gary anywhere near a can of paint.
But, if I do the downstairs conversion and sort out the front bedroom for the kids...
And the back bedroom.
Maybe Christopher will give me a hand.
And then you'll move in?
Yes. Probably.
Tracy, I'm not going to do all this work if you're then going to turn round and say you've changed your mind again.
I just need to know I'll be secure.
Secure?
In the future.
How do you mean?
A couple of phone calls and another chat with Dad.
How many more chats do you need?
Neil.
And then I'll let you know for definite. All right?
Mum?
Oh, hello.
I just came to say sorry.
What for?
Losing my temper this morning.
Oh, darling. I've lived through lambing often enough. I know how tired and stressed it makes you.
Just as long as you know it's not you I'm angry with.
No. Oh, come and sit down. There's probably a cup of coffee left in the pot, if you like.
Oh, no more coffee, thanks. I'm twitchy enough as it is.
So, tell me.
I suppose... Well, I suppose I was hoping against hope that the BL board would have the sense to turn down this appalling plan of Debbie's.
But they didn't.
No.
It was a close-run thing, apparently.
But basically, they agree with her. There's money to be made out of this obscene kind of factory farming. And so to hell with the consequences.
Will it really be that bad?
Yes, Mum, it will.
But it won't affect you.
Oh, well, of course, I'm glad to have saved my bit of home farm, but that's not the point. I don't like that kind of farming. And even if the economics stack up, plenty of people are so against it that they're prepared to boycott the people who do it.
Well, I remember how people complained about the polytunnels.
Yeah, well, this'll be 20 times worse. So much for our green and pleasant land. And what about the other farms? What about Brookfield?
Oh, Brian says they may have to go out and milk anyway.
Which would absolutely break Ruth's heart. And do you know what Debbie said when she heard? Mm. Not the end of the world. They can always become fodder suppliers for my new dairy unit. I mean, how crass can you get? She knows how much David and Ruth hate the whole idea. But already she's planning how she can use their difficulties to further her own ambition.
Oh, I'm sure she meant to offer them some, well, some kind of helping hand.
Dancing on their grave, more like.
I do understand how you feel, darling.
Do you?
Yes. But I can't take sides in this argument.
I don't see why not.
If you and Debbie would just talk to each other...
What's the point, Mum? She won't listen. And I certainly don't want to hear any more of her weasel words. It'd just turn into another slanging match.
I wish you didn't have to go back so soon.
Needs must, I'm afraid. I have a meeting in the morning I couldn't put off.
It's a shame you're missing your mother's birthday.
Yeah.
And it's Pat's 60th on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, I hear Auntie Lillian's laying on a bit of a do at the Dow House.
Quite a grand do, by the sound of things.
I presume Adam will be going.
Well, I expect so. He's always been chummy with Lillian.
Probably best that I'm not there, then.
Adam will come round.
You think?
He's just exhausted and ratty after 2 weeks in the lambing shed.
I wish I could believe that.
Debbie, we've got the backing of the BL board. That's all that matters.
It wasn't exactly an overwhelming vote of confidence, though, was it?
There were some very searching questions, and quite right there should be.
And a fair bit of outright antagonism.
Look, forget Andrew Eagleton. He's got it in for me. He's like a dog with a bone.
Certainly didn't pull his punches.
It's a great scheme, Debbie. And you presented it really well. You had a clear vision of what you wanted and you won the doubters over.
Not as good a scheme as it could have been.
I know.
If we could have included the home farmland.
But as you said yourself, that's history. No point raking it over.
And there are a lot of Adams out there, you know.
What?
He's not the only person who's going to see this scheme as a desecration of all they hold dear.
You mean the Linda Snells of this world?
Not just the usual suspects. Getting the backing of the board was a doddle compared with how it's going to be when we publish the plans.
Look, we always knew we'd have a battle on our hands, Debbie. That's why we were so careful to write the costs of a PR strategy into the budget from the start.
Sure, I'm just saying we need to get that absolutely spot on. We can't afford many more glitches.